This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Definitely there will be a short-term impact on the president's re-election campaign as the White House quickly scrapped a campaign rally in Central Florida this evening. The big unknown right now is how long the president might have to stay away from the campaign trail, given that Election Day is just 1 month from tomorrow. It also raises the question of whether the president's positive test might upset the debates, as the next debate is set for October 15th in Miami. Since March, the coronavirus has completely upended the 2020 race like nothing we could ever have imagined. But now the October surprise is that President Trump is one of the more than 7 million cases in the United States. The extraordinary developments of last night immediately impacted the president's re-election campaign, as Mr. Trump was forced to cancel both a fundraiser in D.C. and a campaign rally in Central Florida. The president was also slated to go to Wisconsin tomorrow for a pair of rallies. The revelations will not only impact his campaign but will raise questions about whether others in the White House also were infected. As the first October surprise of the 2020 campaign is that President Trump and the First Lady have the coronavirus. Obviously, we have no idea how President Trump will handle the coronavirus, as we shouldn't rule out the possibility he might be just fine in a few days. But in the short term, it seems likely to keep him off the campaign trail at a time when Election Day is just 1 month from tomorrow. One job for the White House will be to find out who else might be positive, as the president had traveled on Air Force One 3 times in recent days, once on Tuesday to the presidential debate in Cleveland, then on Wednesday to a campaign rally in Minnesota and yesterday to a fundraiser in New Jersey, as the virus has penetrated into the highest levels of the U.S. government.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.